It's a treasure not of the Sierra Madre, but of Kabul and Kandahar. American geologists say Afghanistan is rich with ore, iron, copper, cobalt, gold, and lithium. The 49ers found billions of dollars worth of gold in California. The mineral in Afghanistan is worth almost a trillion.
As long as there's no fine, the noble brotherhood will last. But when the piles of gold begin to grow, that's when the trouble starts.
Will all that money make Afghanistan a stable country, lift its people from poverty and distract them from war? Or will it bring more trouble to a government already plagued with corruption?
Yeah, I know what gold does to men's souls.
The mother lode in Afghanistan. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, June 14th. I'm Celeste Headlee back in the studio, and Todd Zwillick is with us from our D.C. studios. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste. Let's check on in the morning's top news now. President Obama says the impact of the Gulf oil spill on the national psyche echoes 9/11. It's part of the president's effort to take the reins of the environmental disaster this week. Today, he heads to the Gulf Coast for the fourth time. Tomorrow, the president heads back to Washington to give his first primetime address to the nation in many months. Senior advisor David Axelrod tells NBC News the president will outline a plan to force BP to set up an escrow account to compensate businesses and individuals for their losses.
I'm not looking to make judgments about their soul. I just want to make sure that they do what they're required to do.
Senate Democrats, meanwhile, are calling for a $20 billion escrow fund that could drain BP's cash reserves and create a path to possible bankruptcy.
The United States has discovered almost $1 trillion worth of untapped mineral deposits in Afghanistan, as we were talking about earlier. The New York Times says these deposits are so large, the country could eventually be transformed into one of the most important mining centers in the world. Joining us now, Robert Bayliss. He's a lithium market expert for Roskill. It's a minerals information service. So, Robert, what exactly is lying beneath the sand dunes of Afghanistan, and how much is it worth?
Well, I hear that the value is $1 trillion, but I think the details are very sketchy, and it'll be interesting to see what further details we get in the future. At present, I think it's just a bit of an approximation on the value.
Okay, Robert Bayliss, stay with us. We're going to talk about this more in a moment.
A new report says Pakistan's main spy agency continues to arm and train the Taliban in Afghanistan. The U.S. has given Pakistan billions of dollars to fight that group. Iraq's new parliament, meanwhile, convened this morning for the first time. It's been in political limbo for more than 3 months after disputed national elections.
Here at home, crews resumed their search this morning for the one person still missing after flash floods swept through an Arkansas campsite over the weekend. 19 people were killed. The White House is announcing today, starting this summer, there will be no more government checks in the mail. Everything will be done by direct deposit. From Social Security to unemployment, veterans benefits, tax refunds, you're going to get it directly into your bank account from now on. These new rules go into effect in 60 days. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up, as are futures. The Dow will start at 10,211. The S&P opens at 1,091. The NASDAQ will start at 2,243. So we're going to start a new series this morning, the DIY Checkup, taking charge of your own health. We're going to talk about it later this morning. What does it mean to be healthy? And we want you to get this conversation started. Number one, do you think you're healthy? And number two, if so, how did you achieve that? How do you think you should be doing that? Matthew writes on Facebook, everything in moderation. You can weigh in this discussion too. Find us on Facebook or call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Todd, are you healthy?
Yeah, you know, for me, I have a bad measure of it. It's just looking in the mirror. You know, I'm exercising. I think, okay, I've lost a little bit of weight. There's a lot going on inside that I probably don't attend to. So the answer, I don't know. Celeste.
You are a prime candidate for listening to our DIY checkup.
Yes, I am.
My friend. In a few minutes, we're going to talk more about the cache of mineral deposits in Afghanistan. And from all reports, they are very healthy. That's coming up.